Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Each and every week here in Lake 90.1. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, what are we talking about today? Last week was a lot of fun. Talked about old jobs.
Today it's old laws.
Old laws. All right.
Did you know that about 4,000 to 5,000 new laws go into effect every year in the United States?
I did not know
that. Now, some are brought about by emergency. Some come about as, you know, technology's changed, society's changed, but the laws still stay in the books and they never quite go away. Did you know that Wisconsin and Sheboygan County have their own fair share of quirky and odd laws?
Okay.
Now, for example, a herd of livestock always has the right of way. It is illegal to shoot animals from an airplane. You can, illegal to blow up a muskrat house. It's illegal to sell colored chicks, ducklings, or rabbits, and catch, kill, or interfere with homing pigeons.
Oh.
Yeah. Limburger cheese making requires a master cheese maker's license. And it was even illegal in 35 to 1937 to serve apple pie without an accompanying slice of cheese. You cannot force someone to have a microchip implanted for any reason.
Well, that would make sense.
Cut a woman's hair or kiss on a train. Adultery is still considered a class one felony. In La Crosse, it is illegal to worry a squirrel or play checkers in public. In Wausau, it's frowned upon to throw snowballs. And at one point, it was illegal for women to wear red in public in St. Croix. And in Sheboygan, it's illegal to water down your lawn in a way that annoys other people. In 1851, as early as that, you could not, it was illegal to prohibit swine from running at large in the village. In 1866, all animals had to be penned. And then there was this thing about squirrels. There was big pieces of legislation about squirrels. They were quite numerous in the city, and people were killing them. But in March of that year, they put a stop to killing squirrels. And not only killing them, injuring them. And it was serious because you could be fined. And there was a big move to protect the squirrels. A rule was passed limiting the speed of automobiles to 8 miles per hour in May of 1903. Bells and gongs are required on the vehicles to sound warnings. And then in 1907... it was decreed that, quote, no person shall spit or deposit any spittle, saliva, phlegm, mucus, tobacco juice, or squids of tobacco on the floor of any railroad car, streetcar, or any other public conveyance operating in the city of Sheboygan, or upon the sidewalk, or any public street, alley, or lane in the city of Sheboygan, or public hall, or building of said city.
And that's just the beginning, I'd imagine. Steve, so much information. I love it. I'd always be curious as to know why some of those rules became laws. So, stopping down to the center and support what you guys do. How do people get a hold of you?
Hey, why don't you become a member of the center? Contact us, www.schrc.org.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.